You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Kirsten Ferguson was appointed to the ABC board in 2015. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced today he had nominated her for the role of deputy chair, with the Governor-General endorsing his recommendation. The appointment means Dr. Ferguson will be acting chair until a permanent chair is found. The position became vacant following the resignation of Justin Milne. He stood aside yesterday amid reports he had called for journalists to be sacked because the government did not like their report. He denies making such demands. His resignation came 3 days after former managing director Michelle Guthrie was fired, with the board claiming it was not in the best interests of the corporation for her to continue in her job. Dr. Ferguson has told ABC television she will bring her own style of leadership to the role.
Look, every probably acting chair or chair of the ABC for the past 80 odd years would have had a different style. I'm certainly going to be different from them. I'm someone I think is really genuine. What you see is what you get. I like to work with people and be really focused on helping them be their best, whether that's the person who's on the front door in security or whether it's David Anderson.
An inquiry ordered by Communications Minister Mitch Fifield to look into allegations of political interference at the ABC will report back within days. Dr. Ferguson says she fully supports it. Publicly, she has said little about the sacking of Ms. Guthrie and the resignation of Mr. Milne.
The board stands behind their decision that it was in the best interests of the organisation for Michelle to finish in her role as the managing director. It was also in the best interest yesterday for the chairman to resign.
Did you vote for Michelle Guthrie to go?
We don't talk about board deliberations, and I'm not going to go into who voted where.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants Dr. Ferguson to defend the editorial independence of the ABC.
Kirsten will be able to step up into that role as recommended, and I think restore some stability there, which is very necessary. And it's important that the ABC maintains its independence. It's also important that the ABC maintain a very unbiased approach to how it reports things, that it gets it right and gets the facts right. And Australians, I think, rightly have high expectations of the ABC on all of these things, and it's up to the board to make sure that they deliver.
Senior Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese has suggested the complete ABC board be overhauled. He has told the Nine Network the remaining board members should consider their future.
The ABC certainly is a mess, and board members who can't do their job should be considering their position, and what the board needs is people on it who will stand up for the independence of the ABC. It is critical that it be a public broadcaster, not a government broadcaster.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.